KCHZYB, Mount Sterling, Ohio.
SIW.
KCHZYB Mobile here in Mount Sterling, Ohio. We have any stations out there?
KCHZY Mobile in Ohio. This is AC6IW.
How's it going, my friend? I hope you guys have some nice weather down that way today. It finally started getting nice up here in Ohio. We had flash flood warnings. Well, actually, not warnings. We had flash floods all through this area a couple of days ago. Now it's nice. It's going to be about 93 degrees today and sunny. But anyway, it's been a while since I've been on the repeater. I figured I'd jump in here and see who was around. I was living in the Greenville area there for about 10 months. I had moved up into Greenville from Hilton Head Island to my brother's house there in Greenville, and used this repeater quite a bit when I was in town. And it's the first time I've been, it's the first time I logged into it since I've been back in Ohio about 10 months ago. So hope everything's well down that way, my friend. Name here is Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Hey Jeff, my name is also Jeff, spelled the same way, with Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. I'm guessing, are you using Echolink or are you actually doing it over the air, AC6IW?
I got into it with Echolink. Hopefully I'll be able to hold the signal here at Armland, and I'm about 20 miles southwest of Columbus, Ohio, and but yeah, I'm getting into the Echolink link.
Being really strong and clear, that's pretty cool. So what do you do? I'm a trumpet player and brass teacher.
I think you asked me what I do for a living. Well, unfortunately, man, I got pushed into retirement about 10 years ago due to an incurable nerve disease that has taken over both my arms, hands, legs, and feet. It took over my legs over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's been affecting both my arms and hands for about 12 or 13 years, and it's not curable. The disease is called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, and it's just bad news, man. So, but before that happened, I was in aviation. I used to build airplanes, private jets, at a company in Savannah called Gulfstream Aerospace. I worked for them for a few years, but initially I was from Ohio. I was born and raised here in Ohio. And before I moved down south, I worked for a company up here called NetJets Aviation, maintaining the aircraft, and down there I built them. And I was in the industry for about 16 years before this disease hit me.
About that. So is it affecting being able to walk, or you, how limited are you?
It's definitely affecting how I walk now. When I was, I lived on Hilton Head Island there in South Carolina for 10 years. And had a beach house there. I was renting a studio in a beach house for 10 years while I was working at Gulfstream. And it started affecting my arm. You know, it started here in Ohio from shoulder surgery. That's what caused all this. And but I was able to work through it for the first couple of years I was down south. And then it got to the point where I couldn't do anything anymore. And for the first 7 years I was at that house on the island, I could walk fine. It wasn't affecting my legs or feet or anything. And over the last 4 years or so, it's taken over my legs and feet. And quite honestly, if they don't figure something out, I could possibly be in a wheelchair. They're sending me to a big clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, called the Cleveland Clinic, here over the next 3 or 4 months or so, to try to get some kind of specialized treatment. It's not a cure, it's just something to calm it down, so hopefully that works. But yeah, it messes with me even driving. It's just not a good situation.
10-4 CHY, I was wondering about the Ohio station.
Station that jumped out there, name's Jeff here in Mount Sterling, Ohio. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. I heard you jump in there. I don't know if you're at the edge of the repeater or what, but you were in and out.
For that, we've had some issues with the repeater here lately, so that might be part of it. I was wondering, when were you down at Gulfstream? Over.
The Gulfstream from the end of 2012 into the beginning of 2017, probably, something like that. I worked in the maintenance hangar. Well, I mean, that whole place was a maintenance hangar, really. That's where we built them at. But I was part of the team that built the leading edges of the wing, the polished aluminum leading edge you see on the front side of the wings. I was part of the fabrication team that built those.
Under that, I was there in the 80s. Got caught up in the first playoff ever at that plant in 89. And, I worked in the machine shop and actually ran the machine that ran the wing ribs. They used to build up the wing ribs out of sheet metal, and somebody got the idea of making it out of solid aluminum and cutting out all the weight of all those rivets. So I was there for the pilot of the wing rib program and continued production to send them up to Avco to get the wings built. Over.
Tell you what, man, that is an amazing manufacturing plant there for sure. You know, up here in Ohio, before I moved out of Ohio in late 2011, I had worked for a company up here called NetJets Aviation for 10 years, and 10 or 11 years. And up here, I was on the maintenance side of things. Down there, I was on the building side of things. But, you know, it's just crazy. You're in one hangar where everything's starting, and then you get to the final hangar, and you have a complete plane. I mean, it was amazing how all that stuff worked, man. I had a lot of fun working for that company.
I was there for 5 years, 84 to 89, and back then, towards the end of my tenure there, they had started satellite cafeterias, but at the beginning, we would walk from the machine shop up to the main building to hit the main cafeteria up there, and it never ceased to amaze me the whole 5 years I was there of, you know, making all these parts and them turning out corporate jets at the end of the line every night. Over.
Definitely something else. There's no doubt about it, man. I mean, it was just a cool place. How many interiors they ended up with? When I started, there was probably three or four different cafeterias in that place. Hey, buddy, give me a couple minutes. My signal's going to drop in and out here for a minute, so give me a minute and I'll be right back. KCHZYB Mobile here in Mount Sterling.
ZYB Mobile, KN4CHY. Roger, I need to get back to work, but I'll try to get back in here when you get in. Over.
Sounds good. Yeah, it just gets a little rough through here, and I don't want to be in the middle of the queue so and drop out on you. It'll just be a couple of minutes. But if you're at work, you know, now that I link back into this repeater, man, I'll be out here all the time now. I had just looked at my recent QSOs in my EchoLink log and saw this in there, and I used to use this one all the time when I was down there in Greenville. But all right, buddy, if you're around here in a few, we'll catch you in a few minutes. If not, I'm sure I'll catch you out here again, my friend. We'll talk to you here shortly. KCHZYB Mobile, Mount Sterling, Ohio.
Sir, yep, I'll be going to lunch here in a few. Probably about 11:30, quarter to 12, something like that. So yeah, if you're around, we'll definitely get back with you. Yeah, you were breaking up earlier, but that last transmission, you were solid. So you must have been getting back into cell signal. Anyway, we'll catch you later. KN4CHY, get back to work for a few.
Buddy, sounds good. Yeah, my signal should be good from here on out. It should be. All right, man. We'll catch you here in a few if you're going to be on during your lunch break. Catch you in a little bit. KCHZYB Mobile.
Apologies to the other station. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just wanted to jump in while I could get a hold of the gentleman. So y'all carry on. KN4CHY, clear and listen.
This is AC6IW. I just answered because I heard him come on from Ohio, and I thought that was unusual, and I've got about 10 or 15 minutes to before I start more lessons and stuff. And I'm trying to figure out how to hook my FT991A that I'm on right now into my mixing board stuff and speakers that are in my home studio here. I figured I might as well try to take advantage of that, even though it's been sitting here not connected to the other speakers for a long time. I could probably make it sound a little better.
991A, that's a nice radio right there. Anyway, guys, give me a few minutes. I'll be back. KCHZYB Mobile.